Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line. Don't want to keep Mike Silver waiting. Mike Silver, formerly of NFL.com, NFL Network, now a contributor to Bally Sports, had this story a couple of days ago. Texans chairman Cal McNair, at his golf tournament a couple of months ago, using anti-Asian slurs at this team event. Mike, what was the feeling that you got from the people that were there? What was the reaction from those that heard the chairman and CEO of the Texans make these remarks?
The people I talked to were pretty upset, and you know, I know there's been a lot of blowback of people saying that's not a slur. They tend to be non-Asian Americans who have decided that, but you know, I think people have pretty much come to terms with the fact that that's a gratuitous way of framing a horrible pandemic that seems to point blame at a certain culture. And while it may be a country, China, there has been unfortunately blowback in terms of hate crimes in the United States against Asian Americans. So you know, I think people thought it was gratuitous and that the delivery was a little bit of a ha-ha, I'm saying this. And, you know, Mr. McNair, in his statement to us before we ran the story, did apologize and say that he meant it as a joke. So hopefully it's over and can move forward in a more sensitive way.
Mike, big picture, and appreciate you joining us, by the way. Big picture on this. In terms of just overall with the league, the Washington football team, the emails, the fact that, you know, the commissioner wants to sit on that, say that, you know, everything is already, the punishment's already been laid out, that, you know, the organization and the owner, Dan Snyder, have already, you know, paid their dues to whatever the damage that they did, and it doesn't need to go any further. Then you've got these comments by Cal, and yet you look at it from a league perspective going, I mean, at a certain point, it almost seems like, you know, Roger Goodell is wanting to sweep it all under the rug and say, I can play God here, and if I say it's over, it's over. But there's a ton of people, including some political people, that say it's not, and these are the exact reasons why things like this need to be investigated further, and the league needs to be more transparent.
Well, you know, I think from a consumer standpoint, you know, you look at it and say, okay, well, the league, you know, draped itself in anti-racist rhetoric after the, you know, George Floyd murder and the civil unrest that followed. And, you know, some really good things happened, by the way, in the wake of that in NFL circles. I think some really stark, good conversations were had, intra-team conversations. I think a lot of white players have told me that, you know, I knew it was a thing, but I finally started to feel it in a different way after hearing many of my black teammates tell me some of their experiences. So there was a lot of good, but there was also a lot of branding symbolism where you had end racism in the end zones, you had messages on the helmet, you had the playing of the black national anthem before games. And so the NFL certainly went to great lengths to say we stand against any sort of bigotry or racism, as they should. But, you know, then you have Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, was investigated by the State Department when he was the ambassador to the UK for some alleged racist and sexist comments, among other things. There was no public league investigation about that. The league told me that they're declining comment on Mr. McNair's statement that I reported. You know, I would assume they'll follow up in some capacity, but no announced investigation. And you mentioned Daniel Snyder and that organization. You know, look, I think consumers say, first of all, collateral damage in the Washington football team investigation with some pretty serious, you know, findings of toxic workplace culture and sexual harassment and other things. So far, the only person to lose their job is John Gruden as collateral damage as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, who obviously, you know, put some things in emails that are unconscionable. But meanwhile, the Washington report was a verbal one, and we've seen the league, you know, with deflated balls and other things, issue these very, very public, detailed reports. And then in this case, it was just a verbal report. Nobody got to see it. Nobody's seeing the emails. And so, at the very least, if you're a consumer, you're saying owners are being held to a much different standard than coaches or players. And so I think that's why it's frustrating for a lot of consumers and now apparently for Congress.
Can I just follow up real quick, Mike, on that and say you get two sides of the story, even to get back to your reporting on Cal. Some people say it's no big deal, shouldn't even be a story, should stop talking about it. Other people, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's a good sector of the population in Houston that think that there's been a lot of incompetency with Cal, that said, this is our Donald Sterling moment. This is where we can finally get rid of Cal and all of his shortcomings as an owner. Where do you sit on where, if there should be any punishment at all for what he said?
Okay, well, first of all, we could spend many segments talking about the dumpster fire that is the Texans organization.
We're here for it.
Yeah, you know, and I certainly haven't been shy about sharing my feelings about Jack Easterby and many other things. So, yeah, I can understand why fans are really frustrated. And remember, this was like the most media-friendly organization for years. I mean, it was a point of pride in that building that, you know, they – access was good. The relationship with local and national media was good. It seemed very upfront. And obviously, Cal's father, the late Bob McNair, had some rough edges. And, you know, one of them came out shortly before his passing when he made the infamous mm-hmm. inmate swear into prison comment. And, you know, which doesn't help in this case, you know, doesn't help the perception. Should there be an investigation? I mean, I just think if you're going to be a league that stands against racism publicly for its own purposes, certainly, and, you know, by the way, you should be a league that stands against racism given how diverse our populace is in this world, you know, the NFL world, you know, you should definitely try to investigate and legislate against any perceived bigotry. And, you know, I'll take Cal's statement at his word that he didn't mean to offend, which that would be good if he didn't. You know, I'm told there were gaffes when he said it, and that it seemed to be very clear to the people there what was going on. But you know, hopefully he can learn from this. You know, I think the league should be very vigilant. But when people say Roger Goodell needs to do something, well, Roger Goodell technically works for Cal and the other 31 teams. So, you know, Roger Goodell's getting paid a lot of money to take those figurative, to take that figurative pounding for them. Now, that didn't stop Adam Silver, like, a week onto the job for getting up in front of America and saying, I am banning Donald Sterling for life. And whether he had the actual authority to do that, I don't think he cared. I think he was making a very, very strong statement about what kind of league he was going to run and what kind of values the NBA stands for. I doubt anything like that would happen in this case, but you know, if you're a Texans fan, you have every right to add this to the long list of what's gone on in the last couple of years and say, what the heck is going on with this franchise?
Mike Silver joining us on the HRMP guest line. Well, I can't let you say what you said about Easterby and not ask for at least an elevator speech on what he has meant to the Texans organization.
I mean, look, I don't even know what to say. I mean, you know, apparently he has convinced Cal McNair that he is an indispensable part of his organization. And what does he actually do? The things that I've heard that he's actually done have not been good. You know, he's either the worst stand-up comedian in the history of YouTube videos, or I actually think that those things are appropriate to say in a public context when he's trying to, you know, ham-handedly draw a distinction between different ethnic groups and different cultures. I think you guys know what videos I'm talking about. And if you haven't, fans out there, be sure to Google. It's awesome. It's great entertainment. He'll be here all night. So, you know, listen, I think that he's been a divisive force in that building. I don't know any good things that he's done. I think he's done a lot of bad things, and it's a less attractive job. You know, Brandon Staley talked to Nick Caserio, who he goes back with and has a lot of respect for, and wanted to ask some questions about that job. But I don't think Brandon Staley or that caliber of a coach with other options would have wanted to walk into that cesspool. And if you're trying to get your house in order, I just don't understand how you don't start with that guy. And it's not like, hey, look, Al Davis was a handful, you know, but he also, like, helped invent the modern game of football and was a football genius. So, I disagreed with Al Davis, like, 99 times out of 100 and thought he did some brutal things to that franchise. But I understood why people would put up with it, because he really, really knew football. Why you would put up with those things from somebody who, you know, I don't even know what his qualifications would be to be in that position. I don't get it.
Mike, how do they right the ship? How do they get the culture back? How do they get the fan base back? Because a lot of people said, look, I'm jumping off the bandwagon. I'm done until Bill O'Brien leaves. But now, because of that guy, Jack Easterby, and the fact that, look, fans aren't stupid. They know that every time Bill O'Brien opened his mouth, me and Jack did this, me and Jack did that. And now it almost seems like, and I've mentioned this multiple times, when you pay a search firm to go get you general manager candidates, and none of them were named Nick Caserio, and that Jack Easterby realized the only way I save my ass and save my job is I get a guy that might actually know who I am to keep me around, and he went and he got him. So now it's almost like Caserio owes him one too. How did the Texans dig out of this hole, and would it take getting rid of Easterby to at least get him in the right direction?
Well, let me give you a long answer and a short answer. The long answer is they not only didn't follow the search firm's candidates and go off the board and overpay or double pay, they pulled the rug out reportedly from a minority candidate that they were getting ready to, that thought he was getting an offer or maybe did get an offer. That's not awesome. Yeah, you're right. He seems to be very interested in consolidating power by any means necessary. The short answer is three words: fire Jack Easterby.
Boy, would that be great.
I think the city of Houston loves those three words. Mike, thanks so much for hopping on. Great stuff. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Appreciate it.
It's Mike Silver. He's been covering the NFL for decades. That piece on Cal McNair on Bally Sports. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. When we return, Houston, what's your stance on Jose Siri? That's next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.